Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and it is Friday, April 5th, 2013. This week we'll talk about movies and toys while I see if I made any improvements to my recording skills, which, gotta say, after doing this for 6-7 years, I think I'd be better at this, but who knows. Anyway, last week at the box office, G.I. Joe Retaliation was number one! $40.5 million. The Croods was number two at $26.7 million. Temptation, $21.6 million. Olympus Has Fallen, $14.1 million. And Oz the Great and Powerful rounded out the top five with a healthy $11.7 million addition to its already significant coffers. New this week, Jurassic Park IMAX, Evil Dead, Six Souls, Trance, and other films in limited release. In the news, film critic Roger Ebert died this week. He was 70 years old. Guillermo del Toro has confirmed a Pacific Rim sequel is already being written. The Tonight Show will change hosts after the Olympics, so Jimmy Fallon will take over around end of February, beginning of March, and Leno will be, in theory, off the air for a few months, if not longer. A Finding Nemo sequel called Finding Dory is in the works at Pixar. Tim Burton is directing a movie from Ed Wood screenwriters Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski, and it's called Big Eyes. You can hear a great interview with those writers on the Dana Gould Hour podcast last year. I think it was a little after Halloween or Election Day-ish. It's worth checking out. It'll star, Big Eyes will star Christoph Waltz and Amy Adams. It's about those creepy big-eye girl paintings from the 1960s. Margaret and Walter Keane were in a court case, which resulted in a divorce, and who the heck knows how the movie will turn out. I love Ed Wood, so I'm really hopeful. G.I. Joe 3 is already reportedly in the works, so look for that eventually. I missed this bit of news last week, but the FX Network, which itself is a spinoff of the Fox channel, will now have its own couple of spinoffs, one of which is FXX, that'll launch September 2nd. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The League, and Legit will be moving there because I assume too many people can see them right now. On sale at Entertainment Earth! Baseball! It's baseball season, and to celebrate opening day, plus or minus a couple of days, Entertainment Earth has baseball collectibles. Buy one, get a second 40% off. The sale ends soon and includes all baseball items, including stuff from McFarlane Toys. So order, or pre-order, your baseball items today. In toy news, Gremlins. Oh boy, howdy, we added a lot of Gremlins items this week. Diamond will be bringing in a ton of Metacom's minifigures. Stripe, Mohawk, and Gizmo will be in various forms and formats. Little minifigures, bigger vinyl figures. They're all due around June-ish. The little guys are about 10 bucks each. The bigger ones cost slightly more. Pictures are up, and pre-orders are welcome. The Walking Dead Michonne Catan prop replica, because Catan is something else, that's coming around September for $200, and we're really selling it, and we sold a bunch of them. And if you want one, I really hope you pre-ordered it, because don't say I didn't warn you. It looks like it's going to be really popular. Photos are up, and we also just added photos of the McFarlane Toys Merle and Daryl Dixon action figure 2-pack, which is the lead, and I shouldn't have buried it. So check our site for that. You'll want to see how they look, because everyone keeps asking. It's probably one of the most emailed questions we have. They are painted. They are not black and white. Check them out. We added, but did not add the picture yet, but the picture might be up by the time you hear this. Previews exclusive comic edition Governor and Penny figures in black and white and bloody all over. They're expected around July. World War Z action figures from Jazzwares are due around August. Pre-orders are open for the first batch, which include Jerry Lane and a paramedic zombie. Finally, I'm pretty excited by this too, the 31-inch Superman Man of Steel action figure is out now, and we have it in stock until we run out. It's from Jack's Pacific. They made a 31-inch Batman last year that was pretty hot stuff. So if you really want something big for your store or home or office that's not that expensive, you really can't go wrong with these. There's a Power Ranger. There's going to be a couple of Star Wars ones. This is going to be pretty good. So if you haven't checked it out, go to our site. Just search on Man of Steel figure, and it should show up pretty close to the top. Or Superman, whatever you want to search for. Superman, Man of Steel, Jack Specific, action figures. They're all very good words that I recommend highly typing into our website to see what we have. Anyway, that's all I got. I have a teleconference starting in about 42 minutes, so I got to finish recording the podcasts and prepare for that, because I am an expert at preparing. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Follow us on Tumblr, entertainmentearth.tumblr.com, or just go to our website, entertainmentearth.com, order something, in which case you can check us out more by getting a toy, and in the box of the toy will be a catalog, and in the catalog you can read in the bathroom, so you can really take us anywhere. We'd love to be anywhere you'd like us to be. This is just going to get creepy, because I was about to make a joke. We'd like to be in your bathroom. Nobody wants that. Well, maybe you'd, I don't know. I'm rambling. See you next week, everybody.